Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Worm.
Can we get Amanda a coexist bumper sticker?
Jameson is still on vacation. He'll be back next week. We just watched episode one of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Seasons. We saw the Eras Invitational, deliberations already get desperate, and a typical challenge cliffhanger before a fifth of the house goes home. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, now that we've seen the Eras format in action, what are your initial thoughts of how this is all going to shake out?
Right off the bat, I'm loving it. I feel like they did something that we have been talking about the last couple seasons, where it's like, cut the bullshit, right? Like, we're getting right into it. Like you said, I didn't even think about it like this. You said one fifth of the house is going home. And that didn't even register to me till you just said it. I was like, wow, that really is a lot of people. It felt like four episodes in one, basically. Well, obviously we only made it halfway through, but
sure.
That is like the scale of like what they just did on that first episode. And I felt like they came in all guns blazing. I love just the whole, you know, last goes into elimination. There's so many people up for elimination and it's like these tight groups. I have no complaints so far. I mean, I'm really curious to see how it plays out in the second half of what this episode would have been. The only thing I will say that I'm sad about is that we're not going to have like that drama stewing as much. It's like, you don't have, as much as we've complained about in the past, you don't have the just the layups getting thrown in while like other drama can stew. It's like just straight into it. I don't know, how are you feeling about it?
Well, first off, the fifth number didn't just come to me naturally. I did have to use a calculator. That's pretty sad, but it's been a while since I have to do basic math. I agree with you. Every single season, we're always like, we got to cut the fat. Let's go. Let's get there. And now that they're doing that, it's tough because we're losing people of consequence already. You know, like, sure, there's people here and there that aren't great and that are layups, but there's not eight of them.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show how stacked the cast is this season. Like, there's just so many people that I'm like, wow, this person's straight into a limit. Like Leroy finished dead last of everyone. I'm like, dude, granted, he hasn't been on for a few seasons, but I'm sure he's like still got it, you know? Like, yeah. He's one of those guys. And he's straight into elimination. And it seems like it's potentially lining up to be some banger eliminations next week. It's wild. I mean, the Era Invitational is wild. Sounds like a golf tournament, maybe something to do with Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. I don't know, but I love it. It's been a blast so far.
Yeah, you have to start big with this season, and they're doing it. And it seems like it's almost going to be like a tournament of eliminations to start the episode next week, with maybe a hall brawl, maybe some wrestling over stick. Like, it seems like some classic eliminations to start us off.
Yeah. And I get it. I get why they got to do it too. Cause they're like, it's 40 people. It's the biggest cast ever. People are getting paid by appearance. They're like, okay, let's cut some of those people immediately, you know, get them off the payroll. And they're doing two episodes out of this first one. We're like, okay, we got you on here. We'll get you for three episodes because you had that intro one last week. Now, you know, but after three, that's it. We don't guarantee you nothing. We're kicking you off.
So just based on last night, which era do you think is in the most trouble already?
I felt like era two looked a bit weak.
The men especially in era two is
rough. The men especially, and then I'm trying to remember, is era two have the strong female cast or was that era one?
Yeah, era two has Aviv, Cara Maria, Emily, Kellyanne, and Laurel. So they're pretty stacked in that department.
Yeah, all right. So there's like three or four killers for the females. Yeah, the men's look a bit weak on that side. I'd say era two looked in trouble to me. And era four, I would think, could be in some trouble. It depends how it all plays out, you know, like if it's going to be every era is doing an elimination each week, then like, you know, it might play out differently than if the era that loses a team challenge, you know, has to do eliminations. That might just play out a lot differently. Because, yeah, I think you said this last week, too. It's like Era 4, I worry about the team dynamics.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, we saw Michelle in charge again, where she doesn't want to, you know, she wants to have power, but she doesn't want to have the consequences of having power. It's like, dude, you just got to be like a bad guy sometimes on this show. Like, that's just what it is. You got to choose your sides and stick to them, and that's it. And then, you know, Horacio, obviously a great competitor, but he's a quiet guy, you know? And probably easy to get along when he's working with you, but if he's not, you know, in the middle of the competition, he'd probably get on people's nerves. So like Norris was already mad at him, yelling at him in Spanish.
That was a great look into their relationship dynamic. It was fantastic.
I love how it's like, hey, we're mad at each other. We're going to talk in Spanish till we figure it out. And then we'll talk in English. Everybody can understand what's going on.
Yeah. Then we'll say, I love you, babe, in English, and it's fine. I totally agree with you. It's 2 and 4. 2 because I think the men are legitimately not good. And I don't totally buy the Cara Maria Laurel storyline right now. I feel like it's a bit fabricated, like the Bananas West thing in later years where it's like, yeah, we hate each other. It's like they both know that they need each other to get to the end. They're
right.
Both too strong to already start stabbing each other in the back. But Era 4, I legitimately think that it's going to be drama the entire time. They're all young. They're all stupid. I think it's going to be fights. I mean, they were already screaming at each other. Pauly already looks like he's going to get into a fist fight with somebody that could kick his ass. It's already a mess.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, like, that elimination, the Theo Pauly, I mean, they didn't say Pauly's going in, but like that's shaping up to be a banger. Like I cannot wait for next week. Like there's going to be so many good eliminations, and maybe we'll get to that later. But like, oh my God. And just going back on the Laurel Cara Maria thing, like you're saying, it's so funny. I feel like they're portraying Laurel like she is insane, and she might be. I mean, she is kind of crazy, but like insane to like perpetuate this drama of, you know, they showed the highlight of her just being like, do something, do something, do something, do something, do something. You know, like she looks like she's crazy and she's just so fed up with the whole thing. It makes me feel like you said, like it might be a little fabricated to make us think so like one direction. I'm curious to see how it plays out, though, for sure.
For sure. So 8 people going home next week. Too many? Just right? What do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say with how the season goes. I have to say, though, an episode with 8 different elimination battles could be pretty fun. It might be too much, you know. Maybe 4 would have been a good number. It might be exhausting to watch 8. But given that, I feel like we're seeing some really good matchups, you know, like I think Derek and Mark is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
The Theo, Pauly, potentially whoever faces Norris, because I don't think Olivia's going to go in. Like, that's going to be good. They just across the board, there's a lot of really good ones. So I'm excited. There's not a lot of fat to trim. So I think it's going to be fun. It's hard to say. You know, at the end of the season, I'd probably be like, man, they should have got rid of people quicker so we could just wrap this up, you know? Give me my Wednesday nights back. But to start the season, I'm like, oh, man, like, draw it out, you know? Like, especially with this cast, I feel like this cast is so good that I want more of it, you know?
Yeah, it'll be tough because some people are going to go home next week that could win the whole thing, I think. You know, like, a fluke thing can happen where you get the wrong puzzle or whatever, and suddenly someone really good is going home. But I guess that'll get us down to 32. And, you know, I think that's probably around the start of most seasons. So that's when it really gets started, I think, after next week.
Yeah. I mean, not a good look for me with I said Leroy, my going with my heart last week, and he came in dead last. Oh, not a good look. But yeah, like he, I mean, that's a perfect example of a guy, you know, is he the best? I think, you know, like you said, Jordan last week, I think that's again, just such a smart pick. But Leroy's a guy who, you know, put in the right situation, playing the right game, that guy can totally make it to the end and win his first final. And here he is up for elimination, and it might not go too well for him. So
favorite person ever on a challenge. It would be horrible to lose him this early, but it seemed like that was taking him literal hours to complete.
Not a good start. Not a good look.
Chris, let's do Killed It or Send It Home, and let's give those thousands of new listeners a little recap here. I keep saying precap. It's a joke I use at work. It's not a real word. Of how this works.
So Killed It or Send It Home, as TJ would say, it's come from the TJ lexicon, the challenge TJ lexicon, if you will. But Killed It is, it's good. You like what this thing is that we put up for debate, or Send It Home. It's been eliminated. It sucks. We don't like it. That's it.
Kick us off. Show us how it's done.
Man, I had a bunch here, but I feel like I really just want to talk about TJ.
Yeah, it's all so I want to talk about.
All day I dream about TJ. What can I say? Just want to rate TJ's entrance, but like, let's just say TJ's entrance. Is it a Killed It or Send It Home? Because, you know, it's a pretty big part of the season.
This was the first, so like I just make a list of these, right? And then like if one of you takes it, then I just move down the list.
Yeah, totally. I got a bunch.
First one I wrote down, Tej standing in front of fake Bellagio fountain. So so we're on the same page here. Look, we've seen him come in on tanks, jet skis, helicopters. There's usually a vehicle involved. It's usually a little more badass. So that's sort of what I've come to expect from a TJ entrance.
Yep.
But the key to a TJ entrance is that there's some unintentional comedy and I laugh at it. And this still had that, despite this being like the beginning of an award show instead of like a badass event. I was still laughing as he was standing in front of these fountains that were purple and pink and glorious, you know? So I'm still going to kill it, even though it was very un-TJ like.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, cause I did write also. I said, where are they? The Bellagio Vietnam. you know, I'm also going to kill it. I agree with you. No vehicles, no pyrotechnics even. But there was lasers, there was these massive fountains that were pretty impressive. I mean, like, I didn't know what to expect, and I think it still delivered the effect. Like you said, there's still some levity in there. It was kind of funny. Everybody there was impressed, so I'm going to say killed it. I liked his entrance. I do wish it was a little bigger, but I'm going to say killed it in the grand scheme of things. Some flames, explosions.
All right, mine, CT's tips so far. Are you hoping that this is a season-long mini-series that we get? So killed it, or send it home that you're good with the CT's tips after one episode.
It's a great, great. This was also the second one that I had. Wow. Look it, guys. It's been a few months since last season, but we haven't missed a thing. We're still in locked in step. It's really tough, you know. I'm gonna say killed it because I, for the most part, enjoyed it. Some of them were a little obvious, you know, but I'm gonna say killed it, and mostly because I'm really hoping it means CT's there for a long haul in this season. I feel like even if he wasn't there, I'd still enjoy listening to CT talk about anything with the challenge. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those people that, like, honestly, if he gets eliminated, like, just put CT on there, you know? Put him on there to, like, do some kind of role where he's talking to camera, he's commentating on what's going on or giving us an inside look. Love every time he's on screen, pretty much. Even though, you know, again, some of those were like obvious, but that kind of made some of them funny. And who better to get like pro tips and insights from than CT himself? So I'm gonna say killed it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do this, it has to be CT or Johnny, and CTs are just gonna be funnier and more entertaining. So I'm happy about it. Like you, I think it's a good sign that maybe he lasts for a while this season. So I'm going to kill it. I am a little nervous, though. They start out with him crying at TJ's entrance in front of the Bellagio. They're doing this series. I think they're giving us a lot of CT because maybe, and this is based on no inside knowledge, this could be his last season, and this ends with him sort of announcing that he's hanging it up.
Totally. I wrote that down too. I'm getting the vibes. I was like, is CT going to retire from the challenge? He said something else too, I think when he was talking to Leroy in their room or whatever, that just was like alluding to like, you know, he's getting old for this kind of thing or something. You know, I forget exactly what he said, but I was like, oh no. And then, I was like, is CT going to retire from the challenge if the challenge doesn't retire from CT first, you know? I could see it happening. But even if, you know, again, even if he did, some capacity, keep him in there somehow. I think it would be worth it because, like you said, he's fun. He's funny. He's funny. He's really smart. And he's just a classic character that can, like, he's an anchor for the series for sure.
Yeah. Do I want it to happen? No. But that seems to be what they're setting us up for. And I'm already a little sad if that's the case.
I'm right there. I'm ready to cry. Tears are loaded, locked and loaded.
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
So this is usually Jameson's segment. He scours the internet for minutes at a time and finds some of the greatest juice he can dig up behind the scenes of the challenge. So we're trying to fill in for him. I actually read an article with the showrunner yesterday, and whoever wrote this article for Rolling Stone was clearly a super fan like us because they were just peppering him with questions. So I'll just give you some background about this. So they are in Vietnam. You have to sign up for 8 weeks of this. So that is the reason that he gave for not having Coral, Evelyn, Landon, Wes. They reached out to all those people. They just couldn't commit to 8 weeks because they have actual lives to live.
I, you know, can't put it past them, I guess. 8 weeks of actual lives to live. I mean, good for them. Just didn't know that was in their plans, you know? Thought these people were always on the show.
Yeah. I apparently Wes had a kid very recently, so that was his excuse. The other people, it's been so long that I'm sure they, you know, they might have like real jobs.
Yeah. Well, didn't Wes have some like financial, like he like did some big investment thing or whatever and was like, I don't need the challenge anymore. Didn't he do something like that? Like 2 seasons.
He was always like, you know, bragging about whatever business he had. And he would be like, I have two monster trucks. You know, he would have
Yeah. I go against the Gravedigger every weekend at Monster Jam.
It was like a 14-year-old's idea of being financially wealthy, like the things he would brag about. Emmanuel was also asked to return since he's our most recent champ, also turned them down, which I don't like. You got to defend your championship after you win.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he has a good reason because I like Emmanuel. He's fun. And I think he played a really good game last season. And I miss his Romanian friend, Emmy, the alien, too. I don't think she belongs on this season, but I do miss her.
Jordan came out and said, you know, that this castle they were living in, not the best setup they've ever had. He said, "This one was by far the worst treatment we've ever received as a cast. The entire time you're in there, you are losing shape. We are treated like shit. We sleep like shit. We are fed like shit. Our schedules are dog shit."
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Jordan. I mean, it looked like they had a gym for you. And according to Darrell, he was just happy that they didn't have bunk beds. So, you know, that's era one problems, I guess, not era three.
Or that's two. What Wes said. He responded directly to Jordan. He said, you know, it's called The Challenge for a reason. And the showrunner sort of said the same thing. He's like, you're going from life with a phone in your hand and being able to do whatever you want. And you go to, you know, yeah, you are on somebody else's schedule and you're cut off from the rest of the world. That's part of the show.
Yeah, just because you're a hotshot race car driver these days doesn't mean you get pampered like a king, you know?
And finally, none of the challengers know where they're going until they arrive at the airport and are given like their little packets. And that's been the case every season.
Wow. That's kind of every season.
That's like what they call them.
You just sign up to go wherever. Like, we're going to put you in a mud hut in the middle of, you know, Africa. Are you down?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Jordan. That's incredible. That's really cool. That's a cool fact. I mean, showing up, like, they show up at the airport and they're like, here you go.
Yeah, he said that it's not as well kept a secret as it used to be, but that's what they try and do, because the less they know and where they're going, the less they can prepare, and they have to improvise and adapt.
They can't download like Bumble or whatever in Vietnam before they go and arrange some hookups with the locals.
Right. I don't know how they would prepare a base. Like, oh, Vietnam, right. It's going to be warm. Okay, yeah. I'll pack some.
Okay, pack my shorts. No jacket. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. My leg warmers can stay at home.
That's the deep. That's what I got for you.
Excellent. I enjoyed them. They were juicy.
Thanks. You know, we'll be back to true deets next week.
All right. Well, these are good subs.
MVP of the first episode, Chris, who do you got? Man,
there's a lot of people, which is kind of rare, I usually feel like, for MVP, you know, and I don't know if I should give some shout outs. I don't want to like say someone that maybe you have, but if you'll entertain me, I thought Corey was good in this episode. And Jenny is, I mean, we all know Jenny's ripped, but.
Well, I was just going to
go ahead.
Corey, in his interviews, dressed like he's about to go skydiving, which is great.
I didn't even notice that, but that's amazing. I got to watch. I got to check that out next week. I just was like, I don't know, maybe there's a new Corey. I don't know. He seemed pretty good. And I was going to say, Jenny, obviously we know is ripped. I mean, but like, wow, extra ripped. My wife said she should be playing in the NFL. Fuck the challenge. She's been doing that John Base Dow fitness made simple. She's got the biceps, triceps, and even abs, baby. She is crushing it. Oh my God. Anyways. Wait,
no comment on her lips.
I mean, I didn't even see her lips. Like, her abs were just rock solid, dude. It was insane.
The lips are more jacked than ever. They are bulging. They could bench press both of us.
I was gonna say, dude, I bet I wouldn't be surprised if she was like, no, it's not filler, it's muscle, you know? Like, she's got muscle in places that people don't have muscles. She just figured out how to grow it. It's wild. Anyway, so that's a long way to get to my MVP, who is CT. We already said he's got his pro tips. And just in on a game level, he's got to be so happy that Derek just volunteered himself in. Even though he's got a pick for the women's side, like, not a big deal. You know, I think Rachel somehow is coming off looking worse there with the no pick. I mean, choosing to not pick is making a choice. And so that's not a good look for her. I think. And I think she's actually going to get the worst of that if it comes back to bite her with Anissa going in, which is what it looks like is going to happen. But I'm going to say CT, I mean, did great in the daily. Obviously, like, was he the very first person to finish the whole thing? Can't remember.
I think Laurel was, but the first guy, I believe.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, it was Laurel, Kara, and then CT. So, yeah. Like, even showing up out of shape, you know, he said it himself, he's not quite in shape, but it's like, I have to believe, like, the muscles and, like, just, it's there. It's in his being. The challenge is, like, in his core, and it's showing. Who's your MVP, Danny?
I'm going to be boring and say CT2, and I agree with you. It was like, you know, we saw him in that little teaser last week, and he came in not looking to be in his best shape, you know? Like, he seems like he decided, like, I'll get myself in shape on the show. And he picked off right where he left off. No problem. No problem whatsoever. I think rowing a boat is like a nightmare. The shape of this thing, those are not designed to be easy to steer around, I wouldn't think. And no problem for him.
No, he's got that thing, you know, it's like bananas, but Jordan as well. Like, they figure it out. They figure out what the task is or how to be good at it so quick. I mean, part of it's because they've seen so many of these, right? But like you said, that boat, that's not an easy thing to steer. Obviously, they showed other people just spinning in circles, and he's in there and he's just off and at it, which is impressive.
Now, your loser, who do you got?
So I got a back-to-back loser this week, and it's Amanda again, because, you know, wow, what was she like drunk in that what I don't even know what they call that, the debate, appeal, whatever, what are you trying to, the conference room, whatever, the Zoom call. Yeah, didn't look good. I mean, it just seemed like, yeah, it seemed like she was drunk, like she had been drinking for some reason, just the way she like spoke and had conducted herself. And I love that Corey called her out, being like, Amanda, I know you said you're playing for Nelson, but I'm gonna need a little bit more here. Which I thought was,
she thought that was going to be like a golden ticket. Well, just mention him.
Yeah. And then to just be like, well, I'm not going to be friends with people or whatever. It's just like, okay, well, now you're just doing it. So I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if she gets into elimination, but I don't know who she's against though either. Who do you remember who's on the other side of the table there?
Let me look at my cheat sheet here real quick. It will be
challengewiki.com, whatever.
Yeah. So it'll be either the person that finished last was Naya.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that too. I'm excited to watch Naya in an elimination, especially after she's been gone for a while, because obviously she used to have that, like, animal in her. I want to see if she's still got it. So yeah, would like to see that. Amanda's my loser this week.
It's a good choice, because you know, we've been watching this a long time, and you see people like CT, they mature as they go on. Nani mellows out. Amanda is as high strung as she's ever been. We learned last week that she was she works as a correctional nurse, which, if that's what it sounds like, she's like a nurse in a jail, like, which that seems like the worst job I've ever heard of in my entire life. So, like, maybe this is like less chaos for her being on the challenge. And this is how, you know, she's just used to always screaming and going nuts.
Yeah. Just fighting with people to give them medicine, I guess. Let me heal you.
But I also have a repeat loser, and it's Car Maria. Look. You really can't say that you have this chip on your shoulder. You know, she always acts like, I'm super confident, I run this place. And she just sort of acts pathetically towards Laurel. Like, as she's finishing, Laurel, you always find a way to beat me. It's like, just compete. Just compete. This is not, this doesn't have to be a whole thing the whole time. Just, you know, you're good. Like, I don't like Cara Maria, but I can admit she's good on the show. Like, she's one of the best women that's ever been on it. Start acting like it.
Great pick for a loser. I think, like, you got into her attitude there. It's just, she's always acting like the world is out to get her, you know? And that's really freaking annoying when it's not true. And like you said, she's good. She is good. She's won twice. And the problem is she says it. She goes, I'm a two-time champion. I'm the best woman here. And then she's like, meh, 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 you know, and just starts whining and complaining. And it's like, listen, fucking grow up, you know, sack up a little bit. If you're a champion, act like a champion. God's sake, there's no conspiracy out here, you know? It's crazy.
No.
So, pardon me. I'm okay with how Laurel gets all worked up about it because she is annoying. I imagine it's probably worse in the house.
It's definitely worse in the house. And especially in a team game, like people want people that are good to hang around for at least a little while. You know, like they're going to want to win daily challenges and stuff. So like, to your point, not everybody is out to get you. I think you're in a pretty good place on this team. Just relax. Let one episode go by where you're not the focus of the attention. And that's always self-made attention. It's never like, you know, people are actually out to get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup. You killed it, Chris.
You killed it, Danny. We'll see you soon, Jameson.
Get back here.
Yeah. Ci vidi qui. Grazie. Buongiorno.